I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Rebels in Sri Lanka, known as the Tamil Tigers, have been fighting for an independent state since 1983. More than 70,000 people have been killed in that conflict. Among the casualties are nine journalists in the past 3 years. One of them was Lasanta Vikramatunga. He was the editor of the newspaper The Sunday Leader. Vikramatunga was killed while he drove to work on January 8th. He had written an editorial for his newspaper in which he predicted his own death. It read, "When I am finally killed, it will be the government that kills me." Vikramatunga's widow, Sonali, published the editorial 3 days later. She says her husband used his position at the newspaper to criticize both sides in the conflict, the Sri Lankan government and the Tamil Tigers.
Thus he became a thorn in the flesh week after week. He published stories of civilian misery, of deaths, and often exposed the government's blatant propaganda on the war. And he was deeply concerned about the civilian casualties and the staggering cost of this war. He often spoke against the war, and his newspaper stood for that.
You yourself, I want to know a little bit more about your own background and how you met the man who became your husband only last fall, Lasanta Vikramatunga. Were you working at the newspaper as well?
I was working there for 10 years. That's how we met first.
And you just got married in November of last year.
We got married just on the 9th of November, yes.
And presumably at that point, you both knew that he was being sought, that this is a man whose life had been in jeopardy.
We have known that for a long time, and it became actually part of our daily existence. He had been followed before. He had been physically attacked before. Our newspaper presses have been burnt twice. So we lived with this, but we had to live with it because somebody had to take up the challenge. And he was definitely a man who lived up to his motto, unbowed and unafraid.
Who burned the newspaper offices?
Well, we believed that every time our newspaper's offices, Lasanta, was attacked, it was the government that did it.
Why do you believe that?
Because we felt that we were a thorn in the flesh to the government. It would always be exposés that would reveal corruption in government. So Lasanta verily believed that it would be the government that would attack him or kill him in the end.
Could you tell us about what happened when your husband was murdered?
That was on the morning of the 8th of January 2009. He was alerted that he was being followed that morning, but this in itself was not uncommon. So despite my telling him, actually pleading with him that he should not leave again, after about 20 minutes, he left to work, and it was a Thursday, so it was really the busiest day at the office, and he was preparing copy for the Sunday Leader, and he was writing his political column. And he left, and it was about half an hour later that I was informed that he had been attacked and taken to hospital. We did not know what had happened. Later, of course, the witnesses told us that there were four motorbikes, black motorbikes, on which there were eight people, and they had surrounded the car on the busy street just about 2 minutes from office and attacked him.
Your husband, as you mentioned, had been attacked a couple times before this. And
yes.
One of the things he has said was that he was taking no security precautions, no special precautions to save himself. He had said that he wanted his murderer to know that he was not a coward. How did you feel about the fact that your husband did not want to have any special security, take any special precautions to protect himself?
I did tell him that we should leave the country for some time.
But he didn't want to?
No, it was not his style. He was a man who was really not a coward, and he took up every challenge, and he felt that this was his right. He was doing his duty by his people and his country, and that he was speaking up for those who couldn't speak up for themselves.
Your husband almost sent a message from the grave, it seems mm-hmm. like, because he was predicting his own murder. Can you tell us how you found this editorial?
He was killed on Thursday. Our deadlines are on Friday. Friday 12 midnight is our deadline for the early edition. And somewhere in the evening, one of my colleagues brought a copy of this editorial to me at my at our house while the funeral was going on. And he said he had found it on La Santa's computer. And I looked at it and immediately, you know, I knew it had to be published.
He never told you that he was writing this?
He never told me this, but I believe that because we were getting increasingly worried about him, and I especially was getting extremely worried that he was perhaps also writing this. It was a call for people who loved him and who were close to him to understand why he did what he did at such great risk. I think it was also that he was finally telling us, look, maybe you thought I was taking too many risks, but I had to do it. It was a call to conscience.
And tell us what has happened to you since your husband was murdered.
Because of the threat to my life and to the lives of any of those who dare to disagree with the government, I have had to flee the country, like 11 or 12 other journalists. I now live outside in hiding.
Are you still writing as a journalist at all?
I was writing up until 2 weeks ago. I have been now told to also not write, that it is too dangerous, because the Defense Secretary Gotabe Rajapaksa, who is President Rajapaksa's brother, has come out on international media and said that any dissenting voice would be tantamount to treachery in wartime, and it is extremely dangerous now to write anything that does not bow down to the government's stand on the war.
I wonder if you hear in your head your husband's voice as you are now basically in exile. Do you hear his thoughts about your own work, about your own calling, now that you have been threatened as well?
Yes, I always hear his voice every day. I feel that he guides me in what I do, and I...
Does that voice embolden you? What does it mean?
It emboldens me. It gives me a lot of strength. And I know that I have to continue with his mission and our vision for a better Sri Lanka. Yeah.
Well, I think you have a lot of strength even to do interviews like this one. And we appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
Sonali, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lisa.
Sonali Samarasinghe Vikramatunga. He is a Sri Lankan journalist. Her husband predicted his own murder in an editorial. You can read what he wrote at our website, theworld.org. Sri Lanka's president issued a written statement on the day of the shooting in January. He said this: "My government and I most vehemently and unequivocally condemn the murder of Mr. Lasanga Vikramatunga. The government tells us that authorities are still working on the investigation." This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.